Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with an attitude of gratitude. Father God, we come with praise and we come with thanksgiving. We come in humility. We come confessing every sin of omission and commission. We are so grateful that you have given us one more day, Father, and allowed us to rise and to shine. And as we come to give you the praise, to give you the honor, and give you the glory. Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we say thank you for it. Father, we ask right now that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and declare, and declare and decree that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. We command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out of it. We will have dominion over the devil in the morning, this morning, and every morning. Father, we ask that you would make the outgoings of the morning to rejoice as we receive your loving kindness this morning and every morning. Father, we ask that you would release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning and let your light break forth in our lives as the morning. Let your judgments come upon the enemy this morning and every morning by morning. Lord, your going forth is prepared as the morning. And we pray that you will come as the rain, the latter in the former rain upon the earth. Lord, you visit us this morning and every morning. And for this, we are grateful. You awaken us morning by morning. New mercies we see. You waken our ears to hear as the learned. We will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day or the terror that comes at night. And we thank you for showing forth your salvation in our lives this day and every day from day to day. Thank you, Father, for the woman of God who is coming this morning to share with your people. Father, we pray your blessings upon her life. From the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. As your word goes forth, Father, we are asking that somebody will grab hold of faith, Father, for faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And we know that your word will never return unto you void, but it will always accomplish the mission for which it has sent out to do. So we say thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, ministry partners, and our families, our listening audience across the globe. Thank you, Father. Thank you for an opportunity to serve in this capacity. A lot of people may look down, Father God, on this type of ministry, but Father God, it is effective because your word is the affecting factor. Thank you for prayer, and thank you for prayer power. Now, Father, we commit all things into your hands, and we ask that you would have your way this day, Father, all where you might receive all of the glory. Hallelujah. People edified. Satan is already horrified when we woke up this morning, but he is defeated. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. And may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and redeemer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen. Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our Lord's name is great, 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 great. And our Lord's name is greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of righteousness. So I am your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We especially want to welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Thank you for being here with us on this morning. You have come to the right place at the right time. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Jesus is here. Amen. And inasmuch as there is no distance in the time and spirit, so you're where you need to be. Amen. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So please, hallelujah, prepare yourself to receive of the Lord. He who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. Amen. We pray that everybody had a lovely, 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 lovely weekend, that whatever you did, amen, you had Jesus, amen, on your mind. And so now the Lord has given us a new day, another week, another opportunity. Some of us are leaving seasons, entering into new seasons. Amen. It's just a wonderful time when we are focused on the goodness of the Lord. Amen. We have been meditating and looking into the word and being encouraged over the last few weeks in our series on prayer power. Prayer power. Oh, God, we thank God. And I don't know about you, but I'm telling you, we see the difference. Amen. Because faith cometh by hearing, and we've been hearing it, what now, for maybe 6-7 weeks every day. Amen. So what? It's ramping us up. It's ramping us up. So we was praying before, but we're praying more now. Amen, because we see the value, the worth, the amen, the blessing, and all that Lord has to say about prayer and the power of prayer. Amen. Coming to us this morning, amen, glory be to God, our dear Debbie, amen. Before I introduce her, let me do the prayer power intro, then I'll come back and introduce our, amen, preacher for this morning. Amen. And then we will take it from there.
Prayer is a spiritual weapon that enables us to access the kingdom of heaven. Prayer is a guided missile. Prayer transcends boundaries and knows no limits. Prayer overrides the enemy and it exposes his agenda. It is in the place of prayer that the will of God is enforced and that his kingdom is made manifest on earth and among men. That is why in Luke chapter 11, verse 2, Jesus instructs us, pray that thy kingdom come and let thine will be done. He didn't say preach or sing that thy kingdom come. He said pray that thy kingdom come. Prayer power.
Amen and amen and amen. And we bless be the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Coming to us this morning all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We want to thank God for this woman of God. My God, she is a woman of God. Amen. She is full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Righteous, a woman of integrity. I have known her for several years now, several years when we was fellowshipping with our Bishop Scott and his building on Fifth Street, and he happens to be her pastor. And I met her around that time. So saints, we're going back, 4 or 5 years now, but I've never heard this woman say a negative word, amen, about anybody, anything. Glory be to God, amen. If you come to her with something negative, amen, she's going to turn that, she's going to put the word on it. She's going to put the word on it and turn that into spiritual. She's going to turn this thing around to what Jesus said. And I'm telling you, it's just a pleasure. It's just a pleasure to be acquainted with someone of her caliber. Amen. And so she has agreed, amen, to come this morning, amen, and to give us what thus saith the Lord. Amen. So at this time, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others our Pastor Deborah Wilburn, amen, that we might receive her this morning for her grace, and receive her this morning for her abilities. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you so much for that introduction.
You're welcome, Pastor Debbie. Amen. Thank you so much, and thank you for agreeing to be with us on this early morning hour. Amen, and the floor is yours. Thank you.
Hallelujah, amen. Through me, use me for your glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, as I come forth, have your way, Lord. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
You might have to take it up one notch, Pastor Debbie.
Okay. I'll talk a little louder.
Okay, right. That's better, yes.
Okay. The first thing I want to do is define prayer. The P in prayer is communication with God, which is prayer. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says, pray without ceasing. That is to be in constant communication with God. Not that you have to stop and just sit down and go into a focused prayer. A prayer can simply be, Lord, help me. Lord, help them. And there's power in that. Sometimes the less you say, the more powerful the prayer can be, because you don't know what the person may need. You may have an idea in your head what it might be that they need, and you might pray that, but that might not be what God would have for them. So the best prayer for most people is, Lord, help them. Do what it is you need in them to do, and let it go from there. Relationship. We have to spend time with the Father. We have to be intimate with Him. And that verse is Colossians 3:16. And it reads, bear with me, please. Thank you. I have a set up. There we go. 3:16, which reads, let the word dwell richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And then verse 17 says, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And see, all of this is a part of prayer. One of our weapons in prayer is, armor is prayer. It is a weapon. In Ephesians 6:18, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all other saints and other people. Sometimes we can get rather selfish in prayer. And when you talk about the power of prayer, you have to realize that prayer can go places that you cannot go. Prayer can move mountains. But you have to pray in faith. You have to believe that what you're asking for and what you're saying is going to take place. You can't pray with wavering faith, because a man whose faith wavers is unstable in all his ways. And we have to ask. Matthew 7:7 tells us to ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. And we sometimes get weary about doing things in that manner. But we have to learn to stand firm in what we believe and know that our faith will carry us through. Now, to read that, it says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Our Father knows what we need. He knows where we are. It is up to us to activate our faith and prayer that those things transpire. We have to yield. And in yielding is simply that we have to submit ourselves, as Jeremiah tells us, humble ourselves in prayer. Seek him. Turn from our wicked ways and he will fill the land. God is waiting to hear from us. And sometimes we're quiet because we're fearful. But we can't allow fear to rule in our lives, because that goes against faith. Romans 6:13 says, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. We have to know who and whose we are and understand that we are bought with a price. And with that price, he has paid for everything that we're going to go through. We have to become effective communicators. We have to become effective prayer warriors. James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Prayer changes things. Prayer is direct communication. And you must have faith in you can move mountains and go places, and it can go places that you can't. That is part of the power of prayer, that you can sit in your room, wherever you are, don't even matter. And you can send prayer across and around the world. And it be effective. As long as you have faith and you believe that God is a God of answering prayer, that it is not impossible for him to do anything. He can do all things. And if he said to pray, then you pray. You pray with faith. You pray believing. You pray knowing that you have an answer to your prayer. That is the power of prayer. God is listening. He's waiting to hear from us. The earth is waiting for us to be manifested as we are, as who we are, too. When we come together in prayer, we can move a lot. And this city is in need of prayer right now for peace with all the stuff that's going on, even though we know that these things have to come. We can pray for the peace of the city. And watch it quiet down. Know how powerful they really are and the power that God has given us in giving us the prayer to be able to communicate with him, to be in a right standing with him. Philippians 4 and 6 says, be careful for nothing, but by everything and supplication, make it known unto God. And to read that, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I mean, our God is so good. He knows what we need. He knows how to get us where he needs us to be. And sometimes you just simply have to accept what God allows, knowing that it's going to work out, knowing that our prayers are going to be answered. I mean, God just, he loves us so much. And we just sometimes slack off. And not because we're ungrateful or we don't think about it. Life shows up. And sometimes when life shows up, tend to bow out a little bit. But we have to come back and know that prayer is all that we need. Being in contact and communication with God is everything. It is really everything. Philippians 4 and 6 says, be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And then it says, and the peace of God, which passeth all your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, when we keep our minds on the Lord and we are in constant prayer, we have a life of peace. And when you walk into a room, it could be all full of chaos, everything going on, but when you walk into that room, you bring your peace with you, and it will calm the room because the peace of God is there. You carry that peace with you. Power, and you get it in prayer. You get it being close to the Father, having an intimate relationship with him, talking to him, getting his instruction on how to handle things. There is nothing like it. There is nothing like it. I tell you, it's so amazing some of the things that you can see God do, even some of the things you don't even expect. You have just maybe thought about it, and because you thought about it, the Father saw fit to allow it to come to pass because you have a prayer life, because he knows you intimately, and he can do that for you because he loves you. Philippians 4 and 8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. When we keep our minds focused on the Lord and in prayer, being in communication with the Lord, your prayer is powerful. Because it will do what it says. Because God's word doesn't return to him void. And if you're using this word when you pray, it's all over but the shout. I mean, our Father loves us just that much. And then sometimes we don't always know what we should pray for as we ought. And in Romans 8 and 26, it tells us, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So when you think you don't know what you want to pray for, the Holy Spirit, pray through me. And that is so powerful. Oh my God. So grateful to God for allowing his son to become our propitiation, the propitiation for our sins. That we have a relationship, that we can have a relationship, that we can pray to him, that we can see things change through prayer. So in my closing, know that God is with us always. Even when you feel alone and you're all by yourself, God is there. Know that he's not going to leave or forsake you. And remember that your prayer is powerful, even the littlest prayer. Lord, help. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen, hallelujah, for those powerful jewels on this morning, Pastor Debbie. Amen, and your acronym for prayer. Amen, constant communications with God. Amen, the less you talk, the more powerful our prayer can be. Amen, talking about our relationship with him, time and intimacy with him, and how prayer can go places that we cannot go when we pray in faith, when we activate our faith in prayer. He told us to ask, amen, to yield, amen, and you spoke about being effective prayer warriors. Pray believing, amen. Glory be to God. God is listening and waiting to hear from us. Prayer is all that we need. When we have constant communication with God, that is everything. Hallelujah. When you pray, it's all over but the shout. And we can shout on that. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for those loaded bullets. Amen. On today, my sister, amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. Prayer power. Amen. Prayer works. Amen. When we work it. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. And if anyone's listening today and look, and you don't have a prayer life, you can get one. Amen. And the very first prayer you need to pray is to ask the Lord to forgive you. Amen. For all of your sins. Amen. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Amen. Use your faith and receive God's saving grace. Hallelujah. And get your soul saved. Amen. Ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. Amen and amen. Sister Debbie, we know that you are also a businesswoman, entrepreneur, and, you know, and you're doing some things to bless God's people. Amen. In his kingdom. So would you please come back and take another minute or two and talk about that and any other announcements that you desire to make at this time pertaining to your ministry, your church, or whatever the Lord lay on your heart to share with us on today. Please do.
Thank you so much. I am a healthy living advocate. I work with the Juice Plus Company. It is an excellent company. And what it is, I know a lot of people think when you say Juice Plus, I'm talking about juice, but I'm not. To have pure, pristine food in them. The food is taken straight from the farm to the factory, dried, and put into a tapioca casserole. There are no pesticides. There are no chemicals, no animals, no nothing. Everything straight up food right off the farm. And we know this because our company has a direct relationship with each and every farmer that we use. And just to give you a background on my story of what the product has done for me, when I started this product 3 years ago, I was walking on a cane. My feet were swelled to the point I couldn't walk. My back hurt. My shoulders hurt. I was on high blood pressure meds. I was on cholesterol meds. Today, I am on none of those. I'm not on any meds. My feet don't swell. I don't walk with a cane. And I count it to the Juice Plus simply because it's the only thing that I really changed. I didn't really change my diet. We say one simple change at a time. You start off with fruits and vegetables. You can go with the berries and omegas. And our omegas don't come from fish. They go to where the fish get it from, which is the plant, the hemp plant in the sea. It is a very good product, and I recommend it to everyone. We also have something called a tower garden, where you can grow anything except what grows under the ground, like carrots, potatoes, that type of thing. You can grow onions. You can grow broccoli, tomatoes, strawberries, squash, even watermelon on this thing. And it is so much better, especially in today's time where everything is full of pesticides and you're always recalling this, that, or the other for one reason or another. It is good to know where your produce is coming from. I'd like to leave you my number, which is 215-715-4211. You may give me a call. Appreciate it. My website is dw30881.juiceplus.com if you want to go there and check out the product. I thank you very much for your time. Have a blessed day.
Well, let me give my testimony on the Juice Plus, because Juice Plus is the only thing that I take right now. I take that, and I have another multivitamin that I take. I went to the doctors last year when Sister Debbie first introduced me to this product. And the doctor was talking about putting me on a little small blood pressure medication and a little cholesterol. I told him no. He said, why not, Ms. Bradford? I said, because once you put people on the medication, you don't know how to take folks off. I said, I don't want to. I said, I tell you what. I said, doctor, give me 6 weeks. Give me 6 weeks. Let me come back. If my numbers are still high, I'll talk to you about medication. I started taking Juice Plus. Two little capsules that I take two times a day. I think you get 90 capsules in the bottle. And you take it with a meal. And I just took it every day. And I went back to the doctors. And the doctors asked me, Ms. Bradford, what are you doing? What do you did? I said, well, I've been doing a little bit of exercise. I put in, you know, try to put in about 15, 20 minutes, you know, 2-3 times a week. And I've been taking Juice Plus. He asked me, could he see the bottle? He probably went online and ordered some. I don't know what he did. He said, whatever you're doing, keep doing. Now, saints. Y'all listen to me every day. You know this. Amen. I'm a little bit sharper now than I have been. If you see, instead of me degrading, amen, and deteriorating, you notice, if those of you that really listen to me, you notice in my older age, I'm getting sharper. Now, I give credit to the Holy Ghost for that, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I also give credit to Juicy Plus. All right? These, she said, it's not vitamins, okay? It's, call her. She'll tell you what it is, all right? All I know is, amen, glory be to God, and is that it works. That's all I want to say. So you ain't got nothing to lose but to try it, amen, and for the price of less than $1 a day for your health. It's worth it. Now, again, that telephone number was 215-715-2411. Now, we didn't give us that.
No, 4211.
Okay, that's it. Let's say this right. 215-715-4211. Now, you said the website a little bit fast. I know how to find the website because it's locked in on my dashboard, but give it to the give us that website one more time for somebody want to write that down.
Okay. DW.
D for dog. I don't want to say D for dog. D for darling, okay. W for white.
30881.juiceplus.com.
Okay, thank you. All right, so that's D for deliverance. Amen. W for wash.
I like that.
Amen. 30881.juiceplus.com. Check the website out. Okay, don't place no order on the website. But we don't do that.
Oh, no, they can place an order on the website.
Okay, this is your website.
This is my website. They can
place
an order there.
Okay, all right. And if you want to talk to Pastor Debbie and have some questions, call her, let her know that you heard her here, amen, on Life with Jesus, Blog Talk Radio, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you again, Pastor Debbie. Amen. We appreciate you, amen, and all that you do, and thank you for bringing a wholesome message on this morning. Amen.
To God be the glory. Thank you.
To God be the glory. Amen and amen and amen. Bless the Lord. In form of announcements today, beloved, amen, we will be at the altar prayer today, praying at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Come on, amen. You heard, we've been hearing it. You heard it today. You've been hearing it over the last 6-7 weeks. If you want something from God, you got to pray. Now, it's just as simple as that. I mean, God couldn't have made it no simple. If he couldn't have done it any easier. If you want something from God, you got to pray. Amen. Come on and get around some people that know how to pray. Get into the circle of prayer. Get into the power of prayer. Amen. Get into the deliverance of prayer, the blessing of prayer. It's the greatest gift that God has given us. Amen. You have not because ye ask not. Amen and amen. All right, so that is it for today. Amen. We have a full week today, and we're looking forward to it. Amen. If you're not saved, amen, glory be to God, get saved. Get saved. Look, we can't sugarcoat this thing. This thing is serious. If you're not saved, get saved. We don't know how you're going this long, amen, without being saved. Come on and get saved today. Amen. Come to Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Just ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins. That's all you have to do. Confess your sins and invite Jesus in to be your Lord and your Savior. And then rejoice. Hallelujah. And as we taught last Wednesday night, it's the beginning, not the end. Right? But glory be to God. God is going to help you from here out. Amen. He's going to help you find a good church, a good leader. Amen. Hallelujah. And as you follow him, amen, you're going to grow up in his kingdom, and we bless be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to pray that everybody will have a wonderful day today. Whatever you do, amen, keep Jesus Christ on your mind. Amen. Father, help us not to be in, hallelujah, the right place at the wrong time today. Father, we cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel accidents, incidents, and calamities. We cancel it, Father. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it most definitely will not come to pass. Thank you for Pastor Debbie. Father, continue to bless her and all her endeavors. We thank you for the Juice Plus products. Father God, it's really, I want to say a miracle product, but it is. Everybody needs to have some juicy plus, amen, on their table. And taking those two, or if they want to take however they order it, they need to be taking it. And so we want to say thank you, Father. We want to say thank you for her. Continue to bless her and her endeavors, her church, her family. in the name of Jesus. Father, bless the prayer warriors as they come today to serve in your kingdom. Father God, we thank you for these women of God. We thank you for everyone that calls in, Father God, in the amen corner, touching and agreeing. We thank you for the power of prayer, the worth of prayer, Father. It's definitely worth our time. Of glory be to God, because you consider it worth yours. And so we bless you and we magnify you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen and amen. Everybody have a lovely day, a beautiful day, a marvelous day. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out again. Thank you, Pastor Wilburn. Amen. And everybody under the sound of my voice, walk in the blessing. The blessing of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen.
Marion Rue at the cross. For you, there is a room and a cross for you. But still there's some room for one. There is room and the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for you. There is room at the cross for you. Believe that, you can join in with the choir and help me say it one time. There.